All right, let's do this. Welcome to A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 6, if you count the trailer, and 5, if you don't. Today, we'll be going down the self-help and good vibes route. And what is self-improvement if you don't mention the girl herself, Miss Brené Brown? We'll be chatting about two podcast offerings from her stable. One being Unlocking Us with Brené Brown, and the other being Dare to Lead. So the reason, obviously, I picked these is, you know, self-help is a big portion of the podcasting world. I know that it is a lot of why people listen to podcasts. In my case, obviously, I love me a little bit of a comedy, but once in a while, you want to listen to something serious. So let's jump into the first pod. The first one being Unlocking Us with Brené Brown. Unlocking Us is an exploration in connection, the courage, vulnerability, and conversations that are needed for that connection. So that's part of the little intro. Don't think that I just have really nice words. I just took some of the words from the little intro description and I decided to say them out loud. One of three podcasts that this amazing woman hosts. I picked this one specifically because there is a three-part episode I think will speak to many who are in a relationship. I ain't got no man, but I'm like, if I did, I'd be killing it, guys. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, let's chat about the pod. So the host, obviously, is Brené herself, but she also has guests that add to the goal above in the case of exploration of how to improve relationships. Those guests include her sister, a friar. I didn't even know that friars were a thing, and except like Friar Tuck from, is it Robin Hood? Where's Friar Tuck from? Tell us in the comments. It is Robin Hood, guys. It's Robin Hood, I think. But anyway, so yeah, she has her sister on, she has a friar on, she has some great minds who just generally specialize in the sphere of relationships. And honestly, her podcasts in general, but this one specifically is like free therapy, dude. I'm sorry, it's true. It feels like free therapy. So generally, the podcast is about an hour, but one of the things that they do when they're trying to unpack something is they'd rather take an episode and unpack it in three parts, so that you don't get tired of listening to it. So it's a great way to get all your knowledge, but like in small little, you know, time increments that actually work within your schedule. These episodes are posted on a weekly basis, just like any other. The episode that I would like us to really talk about is a three-parter. It's a really good one. Like, I listened to it and I listened to all three parts in one sitting because I was like, I mean, let's go. You know when you're just like listening to something and you're like, oh my gosh, this is great. The episode is with Brené and Dr. John Gottman and Dr. Julie Schwartz Gottman. These names, guys. Hey! Last week you heard me say Ekpergen. Like, it's just the same. It's a name that's a name. The way it's a name, it's a name. But that was tough. Actually, I think I said it better now than I did back then. It's because I was practicing back then, and then now I'm not practicing. Now it comes out nice. Ekpergen. Look at that. Now it's easy all of a sudden. Anyway, let's get back to what I was talking about. So the rest of this episode name is On the Love Prescription. So a book that the Dr. Schwartz Gottman wrote, which is a literal guide to more intimacy, connection, and joy in 7 days in a relationship, of course. They promised that all of this is actually like possible in 7 days. I was like, oh, okay, this sounds a bit gimmicky. So I was like, let's listen to it. Why not? What's it? What could it hurt? You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, right. How is this going to happen? But I'm not joking. The more I listened, the more I forgot that I was supposed to be judging these people for coming with a 7-day solution to something. And I actually just kind of got into it, which was really, really nice. One of my favorite quotes from the conversation that they had while talking about the book was, "You really open your heart without feeling weak at the knees." And I don't know, there's something about that sappy little like sentence that just spoke to me in so many ways. Now, if the Lord could see it fit to bring a nice Christian man, I would be out here, still making mistakes, but just out here, just being great at this relationship thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so the reason I love Brené Brown just in general is her voice. She has one of the most amazing, most calming voices. And it honestly just like it radiates through her work. Like I feel at peace when I listen to the things that like she speaks on and just the conversations that she has. I feel like they're all like for growth and movement, which is nice. And also she feels real to me. But yeah, also, let's be honest. I appreciate someone who's doing something that I would like to do one day. And the thing I enjoy as well about her is the fact that she honestly says that a lot of the conversations she has on her podcast, especially this one, are things where she just wants, like, she has a topic that is sitting on her mind and she wants to unpack it. And she goes and finds somebody who can answer the questions and the, you know, the words and whatever needs to be done. So I think that's quite cool. So that little, like, investigative, let's go down the rabbit hole if something is bothering you side of things is quite cool. Why you might not like this podcast is, unlike every other one where I end with a thinker, this one will not just challenge the way you think, but also make you feel. And catching feelings is kind of the currency there by pronouncing them. Please understand, catching the feelings is just what they do, bruh. So just let it go. Like, feelings, thinkings, all the things are going to be there, just going there by you. So just make peace with the fact that if you're going to listen to either of these podcasts, they are going to challenge you. Especially Unlocking Us, because that one is all about vulnerability, which, yeah, I think is just, it's beautiful in its own ways. Cool. Now, the next podcast that I'm going to review from the stable of Brené Brown is Dare to Lead. So in this podcast, Brené goes into all of the things that she is all about in general, which is humanity and vulnerability, but using these skills in business and how to encourage healthy leadership. Another take on a business podcast, which I actually quite enjoy. Dare to Lead is a collection of cool conversations, which, as we have noticed, is really what makes a great podcast. And I will say that from the interview style perspective, Brené is really good. Like, she's amazing at her interviews. But not only that, she's also good at speaking alone and kind of structuring the words that she's saying. I would like to learn to obviously add a little bit more structure to what I'm doing over here, but I guess in the case of our format, or yeah, the format of this podcast, the freestyling is kind of the whole point. But, you know, yeah, once we get into the routine of things, I'm sure I'll also maybe get there one day. I hope, I pray. So the show is about 30 minutes to an hour, depending on the episode. I like the variation, though, because of the fact that, like, you can listen to a little short little tidbits, or you can listen to much longer versions. They also post every week, which apparently is clearly the way to go. I don't know if I'm going to do that personally, because every week is a lot, guys. I have a job. The episode that we want to highlight in this podcast is actually a crossover episode. This episode was so good that they posted it on both podcasts, and it's actually kind of the reason I picked it. Ironically, I picked the episode thinking, yo, it's going to be great because I'm telling people, listen to one podcast, and then they're going to get to one episode and then want to listen to the other podcast. Aren't I smart? But I actually listened to this episode and I was like, wait, hold on, what's going on? So the show is called Why We'll Never Be the Same Again, and it is Brené talking to a man named Scott Sonnenschein. I feel like she says it like sunshine in the show, but Sonnenschein. There you go. I don't know if I said that right. We're here now. It is what it is. You know what I mean. When you go in, you'll know which one I'm talking about. But anyway, so the whole episode is about working post-COVID and just everything that happened to us in COVID and then trying to get back into healthy work environments and healthy work routines after COVID. I literally did just use it as like a little crossover, but geez, guys, when I listened to this thing, I was like, wait. There were so many eye-openers in this conversation that they had about work and what we go through and the things that you just aren't aware of when you're thinking about work, especially work post-COVID. Like, I was like, wait, what? So I get why she posted it on both podcasts. Like, I get it. Because when I listened to it, I was like, oh, dang. Knowledge. Wisdom. Vibes. Anyway, so one of the quotes I loved that I'm going to paraphrase is, there is no separation between employees' personal and work life. They can't be one because you're a human in all those spaces. And the way they spoke about it is they were just unpacking pretty much that you're a human in all of these spaces, and trying to separate them and trying to be different people in different spaces isn't actually healthy for you and it's not good. So obviously, generally now we're in a generation where people are working based on you know, things that connect to them, and doing things in the case of a workspace that is something that actually speaks to them as a person. So like, it spoke to me in a couple different ways. I thought it was really, really cool. But yeah, and the big thing that they were kind of pointing to with that quote specifically is trying to separate those things would lead you to issues in the long run, because you are technically trying to live two different lives. So these podcasts are just another batch to add to my pile of admiration. The conversations and the people she gets to meet and unpack concepts with is just cool. The word that came to me when I wrote the script is moshda or moshida, which is a Korean word for cool. I tried to say it really quick, it didn't come out cute, and then I said it properly, so please don't judge me. But yes, so anyway, the word has come up a lot in my Duolingo lessons of late, so I figured, hey, let's use it, because yes, a girl's trying to learn Korean. I'm using Duolingo. The people who want to judge me, don't judge me. But it's working really nicely. I quite like it. Anyway, we're here. So yes, all of these conversations are just super cool, and that's what I'm trying to make the point about. And I think Brené is in a very great place to just get a lot of information from a bunch of really cool people. But also, her as a person is very educated and just has so much in her arsenal as well. Cool. So the only reason to not listen to these is if you wanted a podcast just to have like a light time, just easy listening, not to think too hard. Because both these podcasts straight up make your brain not only think but make you turn over ideas, which is a really good thing, and it's a thing you really want. If anything, it's like being a fly on the wall on some conversations that are like super valuable to you. Which I guess is what a podcast is in general, and it's probably why I like them so much. Anyway, we're here. Anywho, gents, ladies, people I adore. Yes, all of my friends that are now listening to this podcast, because you are valuable to me, because you are giving value to me by spending time listening to this, because you can never get this time back. And again, I say I'm grateful. Thank you once again for listening to A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray that this podcast and I live up to our potential. Kisses!